10 o'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The Lord's blessings to everyone in Christ Jesus. Thanks for being here for our service today as we celebrate together the circumcision of our Lord today on the 1st of January, 2023. We look forward to continuing our celebration of Christmas as well as the church Christmas season goes all the way through the 6th of January, which is the beginning of Epiphany. So, see, there's still a few more days left in Christmas, so we can enjoy that together as well. Also, if you look in the pew holders in front of you, you'll see something brand new. Our lay ministry board has replaced the old Bibles. And so in the pews this morning are new Bibles. They are the English Standard Version of the Bible. And we're thankful for the work of lay ministry to replace those old Bibles, which were well used. I want to welcome everybody who's tuning in on the radio on KSBK this morning to our service. We're glad that you tuned in. And the first order of business, I guess you could say, for our service this morning is just to bless and dedicate our new Bibles to use in worship. So if you would join me in that, we'll do that first, and then we'll get started with our regular service. So for our blessing of the Bible for the use in our church, we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord God, by his Holy Spirit, has caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Such learning takes place when we hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. It is fitting that the Bible be sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us pray. O God, you have given us your holy word to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We implore you to bless these new Bibles, enlighten the hearts and minds of those who read them, and open the ears of all who hear the gospel proclaimed from them, that by your Spirit they may earnestly hold fast to him who is the way, the truth, and the life, even Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless these new Bibles. Amen. Our service begins this morning with our opening hymn. That's hymn number 594, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. And we do invite the congregation to please stand on the last verse of the hymn and turn and face the cross as we process into the sanctuary this morning. Let's sing together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
We observe a brief moment of silence for reflection on God's word and self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with our introit this morning from the 40th Psalm. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, "Great is the Lord." Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, "Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, "Great is the Lord." In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. To God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law, and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading for this morning comes from the book of Numbers in the 6th chapter. Also, this text is the text for our sermon this morning as well. We begin in the 22nd verse. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our next reading comes from the 8th Psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heaven, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. We continue with our epistle lesson from Galatians chapter 3. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring and heirs, according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to stand now for our singing of the Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Would you join us now in singing hymn number 528, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing"?
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text this morning on the celebration of the circumcision of our Lord is, like we said, the Old Testament reading from Numbers chapter 6. It's a text where our blessing at the end of every church service comes from. The Aaronic blessing, or the Aaronic benediction, as it's called. And it's easy in regular, everyday kind of church life to hear the blessing at the end of church as something that is kind of normal and general, or common even. But the scriptures are never common. Although they may feel that way, they are from heaven. And the benediction that we use at the end of our church service is, in fact, pure scripture, not to be taken for granted. God gave us this blessing, and he also gave it to Moses. But he gave it to Moses a lot like he blesses us with the gospel of forgiveness. He gives us forgiveness in order that we might receive it, of course, by faith, know that we're forgiven by God, and then also share forgiveness with others. Like it says in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So the church continually shares the blessing that God gave to Moses and Aaron with anyone who will come to receive it. But what exactly is the blessing, and what exactly is received in the benediction? Not something we talk about that often, but listen again to how God describes this blessing to Moses in our text in verse 27. He says there, "So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel." And he says, "I will bless them." This blessing isn't just the standard goodbye at the end of church. It's God placing his holy name upon you and me. In some ways, you could even say, we save the best for last. Not to take away from Holy Communion or the sermon time or the Kyrie or something else, but also not to take away from the benediction and the meaning of God calling us by his name. The blessing of our God that makes us his own children and those for whom he looks after and cares for. This makes the blessing of the benediction connected to every single prayer that we pray throughout the week. This is where he calls you by his name. Listen to the prophet Daniel for a moment from the 9th chapter of his prophecy. He writes, "O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by your name." Guess what he's referring to there in chapter 9 of the book of Daniel? The city that's called by your name, where are they called by his name? But in the benediction that was spoken over them in the 9th chapter of Daniel, clear back then. He goes on, "For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act." Daniel realizes that God is very concerned for those of us that, as he puts it, are called by his name. Those who hear, in other words, the Aaronic benediction. For them, for us, he will open his eyes to see what we're dealing with, each of us, whatever it is. He will pay attention to you, and he will act on your behalf. We are a part of Israel by faith, as the scriptures tell us. And the benediction, well, that proves it to us. Let me ask you a question this morning. Who do you see yourself as? As an American? According to what you do, most people define themselves based on their work. Others, by who they compare themselves to. Others, by who they wish to become. But these are not full definitions of who we are as people. Our true identity comes from our baptism that happened once when we were blessed with the ever-active gift of the forgiveness of sins. Our true identity comes from the fact that we possess, by God's mercy, faith, and also, maybe you guessed it, that our identity comes from the blessing at the end of our church service. But with that blessing, it doesn't just happen one time. This is a great part of the Aaronic blessing spoken over us. It happens every week to remind us all the time of who we are. Our true God-given identity, those called by His name. It's to be a constant reminder for us. When I attended the seminary back in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I had a professor, and he was a homiletics professor. And I was blessed to take Homiletics 1, Homiletics 2 with him. His name was Reverend Dr. Carl Fakencher. He was a very tall man with a big booming voice that was similar to the experience of hearing him preach. And he always told us something about the benediction. He said, people will often miss church if they're going to be late. They'll say, oh, I don't want to show up to church late. You know, it would just be awkward to walk in while everything's going on. So they miss it all. He would say to us, he would say, teach God's people to come, even if they're so late that all they hear is the benediction. He would say, guys, it's huge. You don't ever want to miss the benediction because in it is everything. Because God places His name on you, which means everything. It means you're forgiven. It means you're loved. It means you're protected by God Almighty. It's a beautiful message. We can't really hear the benediction enough. So I want to look at it this morning for just a few minutes, walk through it with all of us together, that we might grasp as much meaning as we can about why it's such a big deal. A big enough deal, think about this, to be spoken over God's people from Moses' time to today. Same blessing, all that time. So this is verse 22 of Numbers chapter 6. Just simply says, the Lord spoke to Moses. It's a firsthand, authoritative account of God's word to His people. It's not like people say, God told me this or that, or trying to make thoughts in their Christian minds from molehills into mountains by saying God told it to them. It's not like that. But it's the real word of God, written down in Holy Scripture, where God actually said in a real audible voice to Moses, we assume probably Hebrew, he writes, verse 23, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. Those are God's words that He gave to His church. Aaron and his sons were the priests of the people, the men set apart to administer God's gifts and commands and to sacrifice on their behalf and to pray for the people. And in number 6, they're told to bless the people. And to bless, that's in the Hebrew language, barak. To bless means this, to endue with power for success, for prosperity, for the ability to produce abundantly, for longevity etc. That's what Barak means. To endue you and I for success, for prosperity. It has major implications. It's something our culture doesn't care about at all, being blessed, I mean. But it has major implications for us. Huge ones for our lives. The act of being blessed. Implications that we should trust in every moment of the day. We're the blessed ones. We're the ones who have God's name on us. When the benediction is pronounced over us, we're literally receiving the success and prosperity of Almighty God. That's kind of a big deal. It really is. Now, it doesn't always mean a guarantee for earthly wealth or the way our sinful flesh would like to use that or twist that, right? It means success in all things in regard to our salvation and prosperity even on beyond this life and into the heavens, the ability to produce even heavenly life within others as we speak to them the gospel. Eternal longevity, like Jesus says in John chapter 11, though we die, yet shall we live. All these things and more given us simply in the blessing at the end of church. So even if we're running late on Sunday, maybe we have snacks to prepare for fellowship time, we don't want to miss this. In some ways, it's all the gifts that Christ gives us in our church service tied up in one beautiful blessing. In so many ways, it's a summary of all the gifts delivered to us because it's where God puts his name on you and says you're his. So God tells Moses and Aaron and sons to bless the people. Of course, and beautifully, pointing to our Lord Jesus and what he would one day come to do, exactly that. And he ends up, of course, the absolute center of the benediction. And here's the blessing again. The Lord bless you, it says, and keep you. And we already talked about Barak, what blessing means. But have you considered the idea that when God's word comes to us, that it's a performative word? In other words, it actually performs the action itself as it comes to us. God told Moses to put his name on the people, and by that word, through that exact word, God acts. In the text, he said, "I will bless them." And we've heard from the book of Hebrews in our services throughout Advent that this phrase, in aforetime, God spoke to the people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son. Spoken in the past tense, referring to the scriptures, but also in this is the word of the scriptures that God's speaking to us still with his powerful living word that affects us in its hearing. It's not a dead word that we have to take a hold of and make into something. No. It has a life force all its own. It is, according to the Gospel of John, Jesus himself coming to us to work through his word. That's why Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, because the word comes in and changes lives and realities, and through it, God is blessing. And that's what we have in the benediction, a living, active work of God. But it didn't just say bless you. It said bless you and keep you. Keep, I think, is best understood from Psalm 121. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. This is the blessing that's coming to us in the benediction. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Listen to this one. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The term keep means to guard, to watch over. The blessings of his constant care and protection given to you and me at the end of the church service. May we never miss out on that. And there's still a little more. Verse 25. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. His face shining. Now, this is an interesting image, right? But his face is like shining like a proud parent or something who's proud of their child. Like that beaming look we sometimes get from the people who love us. And this means thanks to Jesus, thanks to his cross and his resurrection, that God is happy with us. And I'll let that one sink in for a second. God is pleased with you. He's even proud of you. In the ancient Hebrew, the emotions were often described by the face, the facial expressions. The face was understood to be a lens to see the emotions of a person, and it's still true today. The face is how you know how someone feels about you. Like being angry in the Hebrew language was to have a hot nose. So if you see the word angry in your Old Testament, it's probably coming from the literal phrase in Hebrew, to have a hot nose. Which is funny, but we get it, right? If somebody's really, really mad at you, they might get a red nose. Their whole face might even turn red. It's the image of anger. And we all know what it feels like when somebody's mad enough at us that they won't make eye contact with us, right? We've all experienced this kinds of thing. It's like they just look away. When you're trying to talk to them, they're just like, right? But God, lifting up his countenance upon us, is God's face shining on us, him turning towards us to receive him unto himself, receive us unto himself. And that means in the benediction that there's no disappointment or bad feelings or awkwardness at all in how God feels about you. That's the blessing. He's pleased with us by faith in his son Jesus. Verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. And to give you his peace, that means that we can be free from worry and anxiety. We have the protection, we have the care, and we have the approval of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. And to all of the people pleasers that might be in church today, all the people pleasers out there, those of us who struggle to feel happy if anyone else might be upset with us or displeased with us. Good news from the benediction. Our need to people please, if we have it, gets trumped. God is really the only one who absolutely needs to be pleased with us. And the benediction tells us unabashedly that he is pleased. This delivers peace to us in any and every situation of our lives. Even if others are upset with us, even if they play games with us and won't allow us to find the peace that we seek, they won't let us say we're sorry, and they won't say I forgive you. Even if that's going on, still all the while, God is pleased with you by faith in his son Jesus. And that's dump truck loads of peace for us. The benediction tells us if we're ever wondering how God feels about us, how he plans to care for us, what he has in mind to protect us, it tells us the good gospel news that between us and God, things are good. Things are good. He's not holding grudges. He's ready to receive us always, as Jesus teaches, anyone who comes to me, I will never cast out. This is what we receive at the end of every church service. So don't miss it. Make it a point not to miss it. Even if you're out in the garage, or you're laying in bed and you're still under the blankets and you realize church has started, get dressed and come in and hear it, because it's a blessing for you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. We invite the congregation to stand if you're able, as we confess our faith together this morning to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We invite you to remain standing for our prayer of the church this morning. Our response for our prayers today is, hear our prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens are the work of your fingers, yet you will to save us in the most humble and sacrificial of ways. Already 8 days after being born of the Virgin Mary, your Son was at work for our salvation, by fulfilling your law and shedding his blood. Receive our heartfelt thanks for the righteousness and forgiveness of sins that we have obtained through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Blessed God, you sent your Son into our flesh, and as an infant, he first shed the blood that would cleanse us from our sin. Accept our thanks for the loving kindness shown to us sinners. Grant us a steadfast faith that we would not forget all of your benefits or lose sight of your promises. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you declare that in Christ Jesus there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for we are all one in him. We pray that you'd preserve us from any ungodly prejudice, yet instill in us a deep appreciation for our distinctive callings. And grant that we would not resent what you have called us to be and to do, but rejoice to serve you as you ordained. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed Lord, you have shown your power by establishing governments and leaders to serve your people in your name. We pray you grant to our president, governor, Congress, legislators, judges, and magistrates the wisdom and the courage to act with integrity on behalf of all people, especially those that are least able to defend themselves. Lord, we pray that by your mighty power, you would thwart evil plans or anything that comes to harm the dear ones that you call by your name. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Father in heaven, bless and keep us by your grace. Remember those in need who cry out to you. We especially name before you this morning Alan and Wanda, Jay and Eileen Johnson, Carolyn Jerry, the family of Jane Cohen, the family of Gary Ross and the family of Barry Gilbert, the family of Ann Sturr. We also name before you Mona Hauser, Billy Klonch and Missy, Don and Betty Iser, Dave Johnson, Marcella Pilcher, Betty Gray, Sandy Santisteven, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Ella Clark, Greg and Chris, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, according to your will and wisdom, lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. And Lord, we approach a new year, a new calendar year today. And Lord, we lift up our church and our school and each and every member of our congregation, whether they attend regularly or not. Lord, we ask you to bless them this year, that if they strayed from your flock, to lead them back. And Lord, that we might be together in your name and according to your will. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Holy God, you invite your children to the table of your Son. Give us your Holy Spirit that we would discern Christ's body and blood in this sacrament and come with joyful and repentant hearts to receive the foretaste of the eternal feast. Strengthen us by this blessed communion that we would love you above all and love one another in your name. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Gracious Father, in your steadfast love, you have put off the day of Jesus' return until the perfect time, when the number of your elect is complete. Keep your people watchful, vigilant, and awake with your gift of faith until that day, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. We've now come to the time in our service for our tithes and offerings. This morning we'll enjoy some instrumental music from our organist as our tithes and offerings are collected and presented. If you're joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning into our service. If you're here gathered in the congregation, we'll now continue to our service of the sacrament that's found on page 8 in your bulletin. We invite the congregation to please stand, if you're able, for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad.